VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials have been informed by the Turkish government that they have proof Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The death is now placing pressure on U.S. President Trump to issue sanctions, including restricting deals to sell military hardware and software to the Saudi regime.
President Trump's unwillingness to set out any consequences or even a threat of consequences essentially tells the Saudis that we're okay with this kind of conduct and behavior.
Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Murphy from the state of Connecticut. Turkish officials say they believe that he was a critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who wrote opinion articles for The Washington Post, was murdered last week by the team of 15 Saudi agents, in contention that Saudi Arabia has been calling baseless. The president has responded.
I would not be in favor of stopping a country from spending $110 billion.
In other news, a Turkish court has convicted an American pastor of terror charges, but ruled that the 2 years he already spent detained means he will not serve any additional time and he is free to leave the country. The detention of Andrew Brunson sparked a diplomatic standoff between Ankara and Washington. Friday's court ruling appeared to pave the way for the pastor to return to the United States. The Philippines has been elected to the United Nations Human Rights Council, boosting President Rodrigo Duterte's reputation after 2 years of criticism against hitman-style killings in his country's crackdown on illegal drugs. Rights groups have opposed the country's bid, saying that it has no business joining the council, which calls out rights abuses. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Washington Cardinal Donald Worrell, who has been implicated in a sexual abuse scandal that has rocked the Roman Catholic Church. Earlier this year, Worrell replaced Cardinal Theodore. Conduct related to the scandal. Worrell came under scrutiny for his handling of sex abuse cases when he was Bishop of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, between the years 1988 and 2006. A Pennsylvania grand jury found in August that more than 300 Catholic priests sexually abused at least 1,000 children over the last 70 years, and church leaders did all they could to cover it up.
Worrell has said he was doing the best he could at the time, according to the understanding of the situation at the time. But abuse survivors have said he could have done more and had called for his resignation. And now the Pope has accepted that resignation, keeping Worrell in place as an administrator, but effectively ending his career.
Worrell denied the grand